You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Whether you enjoy the Presidio or other areas around the city, you don't have to look too hard to find something to do in San Francisco. Cultural festivals, literary festivals, and film festivals abound. This coming Saturday, the Arab Film Festival kicks off in San Francisco and Berkeley with 40 featured films from all over the Arab world. Today we take you into a Palestinian film called Private Son. It deals with the ironic reality of being vitamin D deficient in a sun-drenched country like Palestine. It's increasingly a problem among the country's women, many of whom cover their bodies in public. The film shows the story of the quiet Maryam, who lives in a poor Bethlehem neighborhood with her husband, their son, and her sister-in-law. When she's diagnosed with a bone disease, her doctor prescribes sunbathing, not the easiest thing to do in a conservative society like hers. So she sneaks out to the balcony or the roof, surreptitiously raising her dress sleeves and her skirt to get some sun. But she's frequently interrupted by a nosy neighbor, her sister-in-law, or Israeli warplanes. I spoke with the San Francisco-based Palestinian director of Private Son, Rami Alayan, who started off by explaining to me the complexities of Maryam's family.
When I was writing the script, I was trying to aim for a family, like the vitamin D and the sunbathing being the theme, but the dynamic is really more about these characters living in a household. They're all adults, they all have choices and preferences, but they also have blurry lines of who has authority in the house. So in a way, everybody's trying to kind of push their own way of things in the house, and that's kind of where the underlying real conflict really is within the domestic sphere. It's like a power struggle, or at least just the lack of clear boundaries between these characters. So that's kind of like what's really fueling the conflict with the sister-in-law. Now, the theme of the vitamin D is just basically the trigger or the excuse for it to manifest into the drama.
Right. And in this clip, she catches Maryam sunbathing, despite the fact that she has told her before never to do that again because of the word that keeps repeating itself in this film in Arabic is fadiha. Mm-hmm. Fadiha, which is scandal. It just keeps repeating itself and repeating itself. We'll talk about that in a bit. But first, here's kind of one of the climactic scenes where a fight happens.
كيف طلع برا هيك؟ بنفذ تعليمات الدكتور. فضحتينا يا ساقطة. مديش ايدك علي وروح انقبر جوا غرفتك. ما يا حبيبتي يا ام العين. يابا. يابا راسي. كسرتيني.
So that was Maryam and her sister-in-law fighting. And without giving too much away, one of the things that I found interesting was the repeat invocation of scandal. Her sister-in-law is always saying, like, you're going outside and you're showing your body, fadahtina, you made us a scandal. And how central is that? How important is that?
There's a concept, I guess. Fadiha, yes, it is a scandal, but it often comes in the context where there's something private of sort that somehow becomes public. In this case, the whole concept of Maryam going out and sunbathing and potentially being seen by the neighbors or whomever else. So the concept of fadiha is basically in the Middle East, like if anything, almost anything can happen within a family, so long as nobody else knows. It's generally much more, I don't know, I can't say accepted, but it's just somehow much more, everybody's much more relaxed about it if it's something within, you know, the confinement of their family. If it goes public, that's where, you know, the family becomes concerned, and that's where the concept of fadiha comes in.
So let's talk a little bit about it being set in Palestine and what that meant in terms of, you know, in one part of the film, a couple of times actually, Maryam is sunbathing on the balcony, and then swoosh, you hear the Israeli plane go by above. at one point, the sister-in-law turns on, you know, she's like working on some food she's cooking, and she's watching the she's turning on the TV news, and it's news about Israeli settlements being built. So, did you consciously put all these references inside as part, like, this is part of daily life in Palestine?
What happened is I actually started producing the film or pre-production, and I was looking for a location for the last scene. And I had actually intended for that last scene to take place on the beach. And I thought, well, I mean, there's the Dead Sea. I grew up going to the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is pretty close. And then I realized that, you know, Palestinians from the West Bank can't actually reach the Dead Sea except at one Israeli resort. And for a character like Maryam, if she needs to sunbathe, she wouldn't go to the Israeli resort, obviously. And I wouldn't be able to film the scene anyways in an Israeli resort. If I were to be able to film it on the beach, it would have to be somewhere remote where nobody can see us. And that would be true also for the character. If she were to go to the beach to sunbathe, it would be somewhere remote where nobody can see her. And then I realized that that simply is impossible. It's impossible to actually get through all the checkpoints necessary to actually get to a location where I can film. So I thought, well, if the reality out there is imposing certain constraints on the film, then I cannot make a film that can potentially distort reality.
In creating these characters, like, are there stereotypes that you felt you needed to stay away from? Like, did you feel like, hey, you know, I'm an Arab man, I'm Palestinian, I'm making a movie about Palestinian people in Palestine. There are certain things I don't want to do.
The issue of vitamin D and sunbathing, I really wanted to be presented as a women's issue. I didn't want it to be an issue where it's about what men say is okay or not okay. That's not the point. It's really a women's issue. There's some sensitivity about it that comes from tradition, but ultimately it's the woman's choice of what they want to do about it, and they need to be practical about it. And that's why the character who needs to sunbathe and the character who's opposing the sunbathing are both women. So I wanted to present that in these terms. It's really more of a women's issue, and men's opinion, well, with all due respect, is secondary.